Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, February 9th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a penny and three quarters, 565 and a half, made a new contract high overnight at 570. March wheat down 3 3/4 cents at 652, and March beans up 12 and a quarter cents at $14 even money. Obviously, we've got the report here today. They're looking for 1.363 billion bushels on the corn carryout. That's down 190 million bushels from last month. Beans at 119, that's down 21 million. And wheat at 834, down 2 million. I have to watch the reports to see how much they increase feed usage, see what they're going to do with exports. Obviously, they've got to be increased. But we'll see if they juggle the numbers to kind of minimize this thing out here. We've got cold weather gripping much of the country. I cannot remember ever temperatures this low, this long in the month of February, maybe in January, December, but not now. I've never seen this before. But talking about, you know, some winter kill in Montana, South Dakota, Kansas, but the wheat market backed off overnight. So, you know, who knows? Maybe the pros are looking to buy corn and beans and sell wheat. If the reports are just the opposite, we'll see certainly a turnaround in those markets. Weather looks to be slightly better in Argentina for the time being. A little bit of moisture, but it gets hot again. Brazil, they really think that most of the harvest will be done sometime in the month of March. We've got 4% harvested versus 16% on average, so they're obviously way behind. But nothing else really matters here today. We've got the dollar down 30 ticks. Bitcoin's up 2,000 a coin, traded as high as 48,885, almost 50,000 a coin here. It's currently right around 47,000 a coin. Gold's up $9, silver's up 8 cents. So the outside markets are relatively quiet, but we'll see what happens with the grains. Everybody and their mother thinks it's going to be a bullish report. Funds are long close to 400,000 contracts of corn, 170 contracts of beans, 170,000 contracts of beans. They're long 80,000, 90,000 meal, 120,000, 130,000 oil. They're only long about 40,000 wheat. So we'll see if that plays into this at all. But obviously, it's going to be the report day. We'll see what it is and see how the market takes us. Is it buy the rumor, sell the fact, or is it going to be bullish enough on these numbers to, you know, push corn up to, you know, who knows, $5.96, beans up to $14.40. Well, they just have to wait and see. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.